All right, welcome back. Final segment tonight, it's Hobbo and Frank. We thank Chris Horn. We thank Brian Bolin for being on the show tonight. And we're going to go through the list of our sponsors and thank them all. But one of the sponsors that we have thanked since day one is LeClaire Ryan. They have always brought the Who's Talking play of the game, and Frank is going to mention that right now.
Well, the Who's Talking play of the game, we chose the baseball game last night. And just a shout-out to the catcher, Nate Irving. He came up at a critical point in the contest in the sixth inning. A couple of men had gotten on base. And Nate was not exactly setting the world on fire with his bat. And he lined a screamer off the glove of the third baseman and plated two runners to make the score 5-3 and at least gave the Wahoos a chance to make a good game of it and made Virginia competitive. And as everyone found out today, if they hadn't given up a run in the bottom of the seventh, Virginia might well have been playing extra innings. But Wahoos made things exciting last night and today, and proud that they never gave up. So I think that's a good testament to Coach O'Connor. Those kids, they didn't have their A game, but they never stopped fighting, and they really made it quite a contest at the very end. Anyhow, let's talk football for a minute. Crazy schedule coming up this year. First game of the year is Brigham Young, Saturday, August 31st. The second game of the season, Saturday, September 7th, Oregon. That is the number two in the nation, Oregon Ducks.
We might mention, and we'll talk about it again, but that first game on August 31st will be preceded by the first show of Who's Talking Season 5 on Monday, August 26th. So
yes,
our listeners need to mark their calendars.
Absolutely, August 26th. We probably will come on early that night. My guess is a 5:30 start that night. And we'll preview the upcoming season, the game. And we're looking forward to it because there's a lot of excitement. Summer football this year is crucial. They've got to determine who the starting quarterback is going to be. And
I was going to say, the good news this year is we have no quarterback discussion.
Well, there will be a little bit. I do think David Watford and Grayson Lambert are going to be very supportive of each other. Lambert is the elder player and been in the system longer. And by all accounts, is a first-rate...
Lambert or Watford?
Watford.
Yeah.
Is a first-rate citizen. And by the way, we heard it here first. Aaron Brooks called in to the show this past year, and he talked about how he thought David Watford deserved a chance. Well, now it's going to happen.
Yeah.
David Watford's definitely going to be taking snaps in big games.
Well, you've got more expertise in football than I do, but when Aaron said that, I thought, man... has he been smoking something? What's going on here? You know, I mean, because Watford just, he was holding the clipboard all year, and all of a sudden, the likelihood is on August 31st, he's going to be out there taking a first snap.
Well, he did redshirt, so there was a reason for the clipboard. But Watford brings a new dimension. He's pretty fast. He's improved his passing when he's on the run. And I think the key for him, with all the film study and so forth, and which he's supposed to be quite accomplished at, will David Watford make good decisions in the pocket, and if men are not open, just throw the ball away or tuck it and try to get 3 yards?
Well, yeah, one of the things I think you have to decide in college football these days is your quarterback going to be an additional runner potentially, or is you just going to have the Matt Schaub back there stick in the pocket and throw the ball like the pros do?
One thing's for certain, UVA football has plenty of good receivers, and they've got some experience now in Tim Smith, Jake McGee, Darius Jennings, all those guys. This will be their year because with the new offensive coordinator and Tom O'Brien back there as well, I have a feeling the ball is going to be in the air a lot.
And the running back position is pretty solid as well.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Parks is back, and reliable players left and right. So I think the offensive line, the pressure is going to be, can they improve over the summer and create some lanes for the runners? And also keep the blitzers out of the backfield.
Well, the tough thing, they're not going to gradually ease into the season. They got the tests right from the get-go, so it's going to be exciting.
So let's take a moment here and thank your sponsors. First and foremost, Ortho Virginia. They've been terrific. Been with us from the very beginning. Moore's Volvo joined us this year. We've certainly enjoyed their support. And if you're out looking for a car right now, please go stop by and visit our friends at Moore's Volvo. LeClaire Ryan, one of our charter sponsors.
Virginia Athletics Foundation, they've been with us from day one as well, as has the Sabre, so we appreciate their support.
CapTech Ventures also been with us, I believe, from the very beginning. Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Bobby Call and his group. They've been terrific, and we have really appreciated his participation.
And of
Kelleher
course,
Heating and Air.
Our
Heldrick
orange
Moving,
and blue trucks, Kelleher Heating and Air.
Zacharias Ganey and Lemaire Restaurant. Stay with us.
And Hildreth
We'll
Hildreth
see you on August 26th.
Well.